This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The Environmental Protection Agency recently submitted a Federal Register notice to solicit public comments on agency regulations. This follows EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt's launch of his Back to Basics agenda to refocus the agency's core mission, which also includes returning power to the states and an environment where jobs can grow. Pruitt emphasizes the importance of engaging with state, local, and tribal partners to create sensible regulations that enhance economic growth. Federally inspected cow slaughter is released with regional aggregations weekly, and data has been released through the first quarter of 2017. The U.S. is grouped into 10 regions, and the Agriculture Department reports data weekly for beef and dairy cows sent to federally inspected plants. This can be an indicator of changes in the cow herds, such as phases of contraction or expansion, and changes to herd turnover rates. Through the 12 weeks of 2017, cow slaughter has been up. Beef cow slaughter is up 9%, while dairy cow slaughter is up 4%. This is unsurprising on the beef side, as cattle prices have entered into a second year of lower prices. However, the January 1 cattle report confirmed expansion was still in the minds of producers, showing beef cows were up 3% from a year ago and beef replacements were 1% higher. There are several factors at play. The first is low prices in the fall encouraged hold back on animals that would have been culled last year. Since then, cull cow prices have moved higher relative to the fall, and producers have shipped those animals to take advantage of higher prices. But more importantly, cattle producers are returning to more normal cull rates compared to relatively low cull rates seen in the last couple of years of rapid herd expansion. With lower year-over prices, 2017 is likely a year of transition, moving away from the expansionary phase seen in the last few years. Because of the timing, it's premature to start calling for contraction just yet. However, this beef cow slaughter is one to watch over the next several months to clue into next year's expectations. The Financial Times on Sunday's Big Read quoted AFBF President Zippy Duval on trade. Zippy Duval, who heads the American Farm Bureau Federation, the country's most powerful agriculture group, says its members remain by and large on Mr. Trump's side, noted the Times. The administration's push for deregulation and tax reform sits well with farmers, added reporter Sean Donnan. We're committed to being a team player with this president, Duval also said in the piece. In collaboration with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Faces of Trade Project, AFBF is asking for assistance in identifying agriculture-related small businesses to help tell the story of the importance of trade for small American businesses. Trade, of course, is vital to the success of production agriculture in America, and by teaming up with the Chamber, AFBF hopes to share how trade also is vital to agriculture-related businesses in rural America. The trade-related stories of small agricultural businesses that are selected for the Faces of Trade will be featured on the Chamber's Faces of Trade website and amplified by AFBF. One example is Miss Jenny's Pickles. If you would like to nominate a small agriculture-related business that is willing to be featured as part of the Faces of Trade project, please send that information to AFBF Executive Director of Communications, Mace Thornton, at mace@fb.org. Excessive rainfall across the Midwest over the last week reduced the number of days suitable for field work. As a result, the U.S. corn crop is only 6% planted and is stalled relative to prior year and five-year average levels. It is early in the planting season as the most active period of corn planting continues through mid-May. Farmers will have opportunities and have the technology to recover from any early season slowdowns. Due to the warmer climate, planting of corn in southern portions of the U.S. typically begins in early March. However, across much of the U.S., corn planting begins in earnest in mid-April. USDA's April 17th Crop Progress Report is the first update following mid-April, and thus begins the annual process of closely monitoring crop progress, crop conditions, and the pace of harvest for a variety of field crops, including, but not limited to, corn, cotton, peanuts, rice, soybeans, and spring wheat. A common worry among farmers in California, Florida, Texas, Michigan, and elsewhere is that they won't have enough migrant labor for their fruit and vegetable harvests. Some years they are downright desperate for help. Worse yet, the future of migrant labor is uncertain because immigration law needs reform. Farmers used to be criticized for not hiring the unemployed. This isn't so much the case anymore. The public has come to understand that farmers have tried with little or no success. Americans enjoy eating strawberries, blueberries, cucumbers, and tomatoes. They just don't want to pick them, unless it's for an hour or two at a U-Pick farm. Come to find out, this is not an American phenomenon. Other countries like Australia and New Zealand are having the same problem. Saturday, April 22nd, is Earth Day. This year's campaign is all about environmental and climate literacy, according to the Earth Day website. The Earth Day Network is co-organizing a March for Science rally and teach-in on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. Holding similar events in local communities, planting trees, reducing plastic use, and eating less meat also are encouraged by the organizers. Everyone is concerned about water quality, and everyone needs to do their part in keeping good quality drinking water available for all. What's Your Strategy is a program that was designed to engage farmers in the nutrient and water quality issues facing agriculture by helping to provide information on possible nutrient losses from their production operations. This test will provide a snapshot in time of nitrogen levels in water collected from tile drainage, surface runoff, or nearby streams. To help find out what you may be losing from your farm, bring in your water samples to the local USDA office in Carlinville. Free, confidential water testing will be offered on the third Thursday of the month, May 18th, June 15th, and July 20th this year. Bring in your samples anytime between 8 and 4:30 to find out what your nitrogen and ammonium levels are in your water sample. Samples should be at least 8 ounces and taken as close to the testing time as possible. Keep refrigerated until testing occurs. Sample containers should be clean and free of any residual chemicals or detergents. If you can calculate flow, USDA staff will be able to complete additional calculations, such as pounds per day that is leaving the sample location. If you need a sample bucket, please contact the field office at 217-854-2626, extension 3, prior to collecting the samples. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.